Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
All right, so here's my question. Would you be interested in dating someone who's living in a never-ending time loop?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where a gang of pop culture obsessives use their feelings about fictional characters to fuel a conversation on IRL relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Colin J. Morris.
I'm Kelly Nugent.
What?
And I'm Patrick Ellers.
And that's Ryan Mogi, in case you're wondering about our last name.
Okay.
We usually only do first names, which is why I laughed when Colin decided to
we have
to not today to Ryan's name.
I don't remember these things. Have we been only doing first? I'm like, so sorry.
I'm Ryan. I'm Colin. I'm Kelly. And
the
I'm
sample
Patrick.
Size for the podcast episodes, though, is so small.
It is small.
That's true.
That, like, there is no usually yet.
That's true.
And to be fair to Colin J. Morris, some of his friends do call him Colin J. Morris.
Who calls me Colin J. Morris?
Kelly and I.
We call you Colin J. Morris.
Do we not do that to your face?
No, maybe
we
not.
Definitely do that to
Colin
your
J. Morris.
How big of a time loop?
Yeah, that was my thought too.
Well, I did say endless.
No. How long
is each loop?
Well, guys, so when this comes out, it's going to be Friday the 13th, 2017, and it will be the release day of Happy Death Day.
Yes, it will.
The new Endless Time Loop movie.
I want to see this.
Me too.
I think it looks fun.
I think it does too.
Yeah. So we've got that. You've got your Groundhog's Day. You got your 51st Dates, which is different, but we can explore that as well.
Detest.
Looper. Live, Die, Repeat. What was that actually?
Oh, yes.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes, I love that movie. And Live, Die, Repeat would have been a much better title.
The original
name.
Wasn't it? The original name was, in Japanese at any rate, was All You Need Is Kill.
That's pretty good.
Nice. Which, that is like, very Japanese, too.
It's so Japanese.
So cool.
I love it.
It's fucking dope.
It's very cool.
So
how long is this time loop?
One day. One calendar.
They are, wait, so then how are, so.
Do you know?
Well,
is it like a 51st Date situation where you get a VHS that you pop in on your cruise ship? And then you're trapped in a boat with them?
I think, no, in this scenario, the scenario I've built in my mind, you are the love interest of the main character who is in the time loop. And I'm thinking Groundhog's Day.
Well,
so you're basically...
So then you don't know.
You're going about your day and, you know, having your coffee or whatever, and someone bursts into the room and says, Ryan, I've been in an endless time loop. I'm reliving this day over and over and over again. we're in love, but first I need you to help me stop this bomb.
Oh, I have so many quiz questions.
Also, okay. First, proof. I would be like, first things first, we are not in love. You are in love with me.
And honestly, I'm not sure I believe that yet. So give me some evidence. Yeah. How many acts of service can you complete in the next 25 minutes?
Colin would be like, how much can you touch me in the next 25 minutes? For those of you wondering, Colin's love language, number one is touch.
It is. So yeah, I think that would be pretty bold for the looper to come in that hot. Because that's in the stories that you referenced. That's not how, in Groundhog Day, he just gives her the perfect, day.
But he does do some pretty bold ones when he's, figuring out. And he tries all sorts of different things.
So this is one of the, Z-team days.
Yeah. Well, so the weird thing about this question is that, which one of these days are you experiencing? You experiencing as the love interest?
You experience... Well, that's an interesting question.
Wouldn't you only experience
the perfect
one? You only
have to do one. So I feel like, I'll do one day where someone woos me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but would you do the day when... I mean, this could be the day that you're convinced. Because in those movies, there's always a day when they're convinced.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm down because it's only one day of my life and this person doesn't wish me harm. I guess I don't see the downside if you're not the looper. I guess the looper...
The looper, that's the
issue. That's a harder thing. But if you're the loopee...
because guess what?
Someone's in love with you for a day?
I'm super in love with you. And then the next day, you're like, guess what? It's not working out. And then you can
move
on.
No next
being
day.
The loopy.
There's, what? There's a next day for everybody. In Groundhog Day, everyone else experiences the next day.
It's only February 3rd.
Because after what? Because he wakes up at the end of the movie on February 3rd. So it's not like years have gone by. It's not, 2003 when that movie ends. It's the next day.
Right. So in that moment, they're experiencing the next day.
Theoretically, everyone can be trapped in his purgatory, just not realizing it. It depends on if you believe in
multiple dimensional
existence.
Well, that means you're not making the decision. You're just in it.
You're trapped. Okay. If the question is, if you have the choice somehow separate from your own life, whether to inject yourself into a time loop for someone else to have consciousness of the time loop, and you don't have consciousness of the time loop.
I'm sorry, you lost me 8 words ago.
Because Andy McDowell only experiences one day, and then I experience one day every day. So it's
right. So it's like a non-experience for the rest of us.
Okay, I will admit, no one walks up to me every day and is like, I'm in love with you. It's a time loop. Let me show you all the ways.
But it only happened that one day.
Yeah, you would only experience it once. Yeah.
I'll experience that once.
Okay. Well, then, does anyone else have a take, or can I flip it on its ear?
Do it. Flip it on its ear.
Flip it on its ear.
Let's say you're the loopy. No, you're the looper. I'm sorry. What's your grand gesture? You've fallen in love in your time loop. How do you win over your loopy?
You've got an eternity to figure it out.
Yeah,
trial and error, man.
Give them their favorite food. Give them their favorite clothes. Give them their favorite movie. Give them their favorite pants.
Write their favorite song.
I would say you definitely want to suggest they take the love language test because that'll be a big help.
Yes. That would so help.
That's
right?
The thing is, there is no answer because the ultimate answer is specific to the person that you're in love
with. Give them their favorite full body massage.
But that's where you can do it though, is because you have an eternity to discover what that perfect thing is.
You could throw away 4 days to just testing, right? Like testing.
Oh, 400.
Make them take tests.
So here's the thing though, you have to win them first.
Right.
And
this is
why loops are better than 50 first dates. Because in 50 first dates, sometimes she's in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you don't have to deal with that in loops because they're the same person.
What if they're in a bad mood that day?
Well,
then
you meet your
then you know what you do?
Okay.
You do an act of service.
Act of service or touch him a bunch.
If it's Colin. If it's me,
buy him some stuff.
You're gonna get poked in the
eyeballs. Write a letter. I think, but to be fair, in Groundhog Day, he does start off at a deficit because she does not think very much of him.
Mm-hmm.
She does not. No.
Yeah.
So he does start behind and he's able to work it out. I have a question though, an ethical question.
Mm.
Is there something, because this strikes me as slimy, so maybe I'm just being sensitive. If you every day troubleshoot every single interaction to build toward the perfect interaction, so no part of it is spontaneous. So one half of the conversation, like the looper, nothing is spontaneous or in that moment. But the loopy is just experiencing a thing that's been tested a bunch of times.
Well, I think it's gross.
Cool?
I think it's gross.
I think it's gross, right?
Because the other person has been reduced to a computer program.
Yes.
They're not a person. You're like, how can I beat this level? How can I like, because you're not treating them like they're a person. You have to be willing to get things wrong with another person. Well, but if you're just trying to be perfect, it's like.
I mean, kind of the problem with that, like, yeah, you are treating like the person or like the relationship that you're trying to like beat or like, you know, have command of. As like a level in a video game, but that's sort of only because you are like a character in a video game in that sense. Like
right.
Your reality is shattered from what we know as reality.
Yeah.
Well, and I think what makes each of these, like the stories that we've been discussing about it there, if there's an external goal, like in Happy Death Day, it seems like her goal is to find her killer. Mm-hmm. So if while she's finding her killer, she befriends or has love. I bet she has love interest. Just
I
knowing.
Think it's that skinny guy we saw.
The guy she sleeps with the night before.
Oh yeah, that's what they did.
I mean, I don't know what they did.
How many times have you seen the trailer?
A couple times.
Yeah.
I really think this movie's gonna be fun. Yeah. I like the weird pig face. I like the idea of the first character in a slasher movie actually being the heroine of the slasher movie. Like I'm in. Yeah. I like that she dies and gets to find her killer.
Nice.
Yeah. So. But the fact that she has a separate goal, I think I'd be more in, like that's a different like then you're in a different kind of video game.
Yeah.
So
well, again, like Edge of Tomorrow as well, that there's like an external. But like, I guess what's the difference between an external goal that's like militaristic or solving a mystery and romantic? And I think the difference is that we don't view like romance as a conquest and the other two like are, right?
Well, we don't view romance as a conquest. There are problematic people who do.
And classically, it's. You know, been it's even like shorthand for dating is like your latest conquest. It's like it's in the culture.
Yeah. And I think as much as my problem with 50 First Dates is really in the last 10 minutes when she's trapped on that boat and she's gotten pregnant and stuff, because that's really scary.
It's so scary.
It's so scary. But
could you imagine every day waking up pregnant?
No.
Dude, that's the thing that's fucked up, because she like he shouldn't be with her.
OK, but before that, there is a period of time where he just. Literally goes on 50 First Dates with her because he just wants to be around her.
Fine.
And enjoys her. And I feel like if that's how he wants to spend his time, there's something romantic. It should have been a tragedy. We should have cried at the end because he gets older. They both get older. And eventually she dies. And he goes to that cafe and the Hawaiian guy serves him again. But there's no one there for him.
I think it should have definitely been a tragedy or something with the kids where it's like.
What kids?
Well, she's pregnant.
Well, she's only pregnant because the story, because the.
Right.
The jump forward. She wasn't pregnant at the end of the dates.
I think more.
No, I know. So the jump forward, the kids, like her not knowing her.
He should never have kids. They should not have children.
He shouldn't have kids.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's not with her.
I'm proposing a non fucked up version of this movie.
Oh, I'm doing a very fucked up version.
And I'm saying just romantic and tragic because I think there is something very sweet about that.
I
mean, it's very self sacrificing,
but also he has a problem. There's something wrong with him that he doesn't
feel. That he falls in love with her?
That he doesn't feel the need to move forward in a relationship with someone. He's happy just in the wooing period.
Okay, but it's a movie and it's a soulmate movie situation.
But I mean, he's not even like he's not even like he's preventing himself from ever making a mistake in her eyes. All he knows. He's gaming the system towards himself where he knows if he fucks up, he has to go to sleep and then she wakes up.
Well, she has to go to sleep.
Right. He can stay up all night. She has to go to sleep and then he can like redo it, which is honestly
so
what Willow did to Tara.
So she should not have anybody dating her. She should only get first dates with random dudes, and then when they find out about her illness, her mental illness, they should just disappear.
No, here we go. She needs to... have the scenario that Colin posed us all with and be
with someone in a loop.
Someone within a time loop.
Fix
it!
My
God!
Yes! Oh my gosh, we are so good at this.
Okay, well, now that we've fixed time loops and 50 First Dates, let's go to our main topic, right?
Yes.
Big topic. We're talking love triangles today.
A classic.
A classic.
A classic.
And because Riverdale's.
Yeah, it is.
Back on TV.
Yeah, BB.
I love it so much.
It's so fun. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that the Archie love triangle is actually well represented on Riverdale, though?
It is non-existent.
It's in the pilot.
Okay,
it's in the pilot.
I skipped the pilot.
Okay, in the pilot, there's some of it. But that's the best thing about Riverdale, to me, is that they is just that were like, oh, let's just deal with it. Okay, done.
Mm-hmm. Like, and if you watch the end of the first season, all your main characters end up in a nice, clean little rectangle. It's like a completely different shape. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't need Betty and Veronica to be rivals for Archie's affections.
Right. They can either be buddies.
Yes.
Or they can be rivals for other reasons.
Yes. Well, because they're not compatible naturally. They're very different. So, but it's also like the show, I feel like on TV shows, especially like serialized television, it gets so boring.
A love triangle?
A love triangle.
Yeah.
Because you just, because it makes whoever's in the center of the love triangle into like a wishy-washy person who can't figure anything out and cries all the time. And then you have the other two points of the love triangle who are both people who like need to stand up for themselves and like either be in this or move on.
Mm-hmm. And well, you'll have that moment where it'll be like, well, you know what? I'm done with this love triangle.
Yes.
Joey, I'm walking away. Mm-hmm.
And, Kelly Taylor before her.
Mm, and then it's just that's the moment that makes the top point of the love triangle realize, oh, I want to be with that person. And it's like, it's just reducing characters to like wanting what they can't have and all this very like immature stuff. It doesn't have a lot of room for actual sort of, I was about to say real world application.
Right, but I think it's like also the length, like a show like Dawson's Creek, a show that has 22 episodes a season that has to like milk the drama. Mm-hmm. But I'll read a book about a love triangle.
Yeah.
Someone probably dies at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, that simplifies things.
Yeah, it makes it really easy. That's how they solve it in Pearl Harbor.
Is that one of your favorite love triangles?
I wouldn't say favorite, but if you say dies at the end, it's the first one I thought of.
That's a good pull. Can you think of any love triangles that you do like? Because I was like coming up with a list, and like most of them are like, I don't really like, I don't like these relationships, and some I'm like, I like actively don't want, like my neighbor's been watching a lot of Frasier lately.
I'm so sorry. Wait,
like,
how close are you with your neighbor?
I
do you like go
wall,
over
they share
and,
a
like,
wall.
Yeah, close enough that I hear bam bam ba ka ba bam boom ba doom bim ba da ba here to do golly what the hell is scrambled eggs.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Every 22 minutes.
Did you know that Kelsey Grammer is singing that song?
I did.
Do they know that they can click skip intro?
They're watching on DVD.
They watch it over and over again with director's commentary.
It's just the one episode on repeat.
Wait, what's
Time loop!
Time loop. You're living next to someone in a time loop.
Okay, is the love triangle on that?
So it's a weak love triangle.
Yeah.
And I hate every part of it, but Niles, Daphne, Maris.
Yeah. Well, they've set Maris up really badly.
Yeah. And it makes Niles terrible.
Yes.
Mm.
Like the fact that he's married to Maris for like 6 years.
Yes. Yeah.
While he's basically being like a like really kind of disgusting, slimy, like drooling over Daphne all the time. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. And I don't know if it would fly on TV now.
Yeah.
Cause it's,
I don't think it would.
They paint Maris as like the cold, withholding, like angry woman.
Yes.
And that makes it in the mid 90s, that makes it okay for him to have his affections step out to another woman.
Yes.
Who's like warm and takes care of his dad and is, you know, charmingly befuddled as the Brits often are on television.
Yeah, no, Daphne's great. I have no problem with Daphne. And honestly, if Niles didn't have a wife, I don't think I'd have a problem with, because there is something like sweet about their like odd couple-ness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always like the moments when she calls him out on like their, like the class difference between them. That like, so I like that she has the strength to do that, but it sucks that he is that character that has to like be so condescending to her all the time too.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, Kelly?
Well, I see, it's not even really, that's the thing, for me to like a love triangle, one of the connections has to be so fucking tenuous and like almost non-existent. But I like Holiday, the movie, with Katherine Hepburn and Cary Grant, and he's gonna marry her sister.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he comes there to this like huge house to meet her family, and everyone's kind of like put off by him because he's like lower class and he's kind of like too rakish for them.
Uh-huh.
And she, I mean, she's Katherine Hepburn, so she's like, I wear pants. I'm, you know, I'm unpredictable. I like to do flips. See? And he's like, I like to do flips too. And then they do flips together and then they fall in love. And but while he still like feels bad for like being like, yo, I don't want to marry you anymore to the sister. But that's the thing. Like, there's no chemistry between him and the sister. Mm-hmm. But there is like intense chemistry between him and Katherine Hepburn.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's the thing. Like, for me to like a love triangle, it just has to be, I think I just like the relationship that wins. Like, I think that just has to be, because otherwise I'm just like, mm.
I feel like the ones I like are weird, and usually, they're stacked one way, right? So, like, I, and even though there's, it's a problematic movie, I really like the movie While You Were Sleeping.
Oh.
Because, like, she's,
I love that movie.
Right, because it sets you up with this, like, she's, like, this dashing guy, and she's kind of in love with him, and she has, like, this fantasy life with him, and then she saves his life, and, like, but he's not the guy.
Right.
And so she has to go on that journey, and we all get to go on that journey. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to marry that guy. And you're like, what? Like, I think it does a good job. It's not a balanced love triangle, but like, it gives you those feels.
Right. Peter Gallagher didn't have a lot to say through most of that
movie.
He
was just like looking beautiful the whole time.
Looking beautiful and getting bullied.
He was saying it all with eyebrows, man.
Yeah. Those eyebrows.
Say it with eyebrows.
So good.
Can I share
good.
One that I detest?
Yes, please.
Yes.
And I think we've talked about this, My Best Friend's Wedding. Mm. Detest.
She's a monster.
She's a monster.
She's a monster.
Walk me through My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yeah. Okay, Julia Roberts.
She gets a call.
Okay.
From her best friend.
Ring, ring, ring.
Ring, ring, ring.
It's Dermot Mulroney, her best friend from college.
Long time ago,
like
college.
Long time.
Oh, he's the best friend.
He's the best friend.
Oh.
And she gets a call from him, and he's like, hey, guess what? I met this girl. I'm getting married. I want you to be my best man. So she falls. I don't remember why. I think she's walking with a cord.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
She falls. She's like, what?
This phone is causing all kinds of problems.
No, it's so
so she falls. And but,
I'm so glad we have cell phones.
So then she calls Rupert Everett, and she's like, hey, you're my GBF. I'm going to call you, and I'm going to talk about my problems, and I'm going to, in this conversation with you, realize I'm in love with my best friend, and I have to go there.
Also, we made a pact when we were younger that if we weren't married by the time we were
30,
something
Jesus.
Ridiculously
Ooh,
young.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And she's 32 in this movie.
Yes.
So she's so old.
It.
She's so ancient. Oh, no, she's 27. She's 27 in this movie.
Okay, then how old is Cameron Diaz? Like 21.
Like 20.
Okay.
So poor Cameron Diaz. Poor Cameron Diaz.
Have ever been that age?
We'll watch this movie later. So then Julie Roberts is like, okay, guess what? I'm in love with him. I thought he would always be there when I was like ready to get married, but he's getting married, so I gotta go and I gotta break up this wedding. Like, who? He doesn't even know this girl. Like, where did this girl come from? So she goes to this wedding where she is supposed to be the best man with the intent to break up the wedding. She gets there and she meets Cameron Diaz. And Cameron Diaz
is perfectly nice.
She's nice. She's sweet. She's pretty. She is devoted to him. He loves her. But Julie Roberts does not stop.
She wants to.
Well, she set herself a goal.
And
she's
going
to break up this wedding.
Like, you know what? Actually, I just want my best friend to be happy. And I think with some time and maybe a little like analysis, I can find happiness myself in another way.
Not what she set out to do, Colin.
So next, she researches the girl. Like, she tries to like sabotage the girl.
She tries to like dox her, basically.
She tries to dox her. She also like tries to be sexy at a baseball park and is like, I got moves. You never see.
Ugh. Ugh.
She says that in the trailer. Ugh. I've heard it too many times.
Ugh.
And then, okay, but then there's this part, which I used to like this scene. separate from the movie, where she and Dermot Mulroney end up on a little boat together.
I don't remember why.
And they like dance on the little boat and they have this like moment and she's like trying to have a moment. But he's like kind of getting a moment. He gets like confused.
Mm. Yeah.
They don't kiss or anything.
No, I don't think they
kiss. They just have like a moment.
But he is thrown.
He's so confused.
He's thrown.
And then he calls off the wedding. Right?
What? Because of the moment?
Is that how the movie ends? Does the movie end without a wedding?
No. Okay. It can't end without a wedding. It's a movie. So then I think that's what
I've seen.
I may have skipped one step because I'm remembering the scene where Cameron Diaz is sobbing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because she's like,
she ruins something. Wait, what is it?
Essentially, Julia Roberts has this moment. She's like done so many horrible things. But then she has this moment where she could, like, Cameron Diaz is so upset. And Julia Roberts has this moment where she could be like, yes, call off the wedding. Cool. I'm going to go be with your fiance. And then she doesn't. But she doesn't like have a realization that she's a monster.
No,
she just doesn't call off the wedding.
She doesn't call off the wedding. And then she's just like, goodbye. I have done the right thing.
Well, she dances with Rupert Everett at the reception being like, let it die. You're just like, no, you should be crying. You
also,
should be
like,
feeling so horrible by
you
yourself.
Should like run away and not be at this wedding. Like
no.
You are
does
a
that
poison.
In the next movie.
Runaway my best
bride.
Friend's wedding.
Runaway bride from my best friend's wedding.
Runaway. Oh, sorry.
Patrick, do you have a favy?
Well, something that I did encounter when looking this up. Did you know that Popeye olive oil and Bluto are a love triangle?
Yes.
That olive oil actually has like affections for Bluto?
I didn't know she had affections for Bluto.
Here's the thing. Bluto is different when he's with her.
That's true. You know what? He's manipulative and that's it.
No, I'm saying he's sweet. I'm sorry. I didn't make it clear. When he's with her, he like acts sweet.
Right.
And it's like so different than what he shows the world. So right. Like that's a really romantic thing.
She's also kind of a dick when she's with him.
No, they're both bad for each other.
Yeah, they're really toxic.
Like I think they're all bad. They may
I
all
think
be bad.
Popeye is the interloper.
Right? I think she's always with Bluto.
Yeah.
And Popeye's always trying to win her away.
And Popeye is a very violent person, too.
Yeah, he kills people.
Let's not...
He punches their souls out of their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They turn to little ghosts, mm-hmm. playing harps, mm-hmm. and just float straight the hell up to heaven.
X's for eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But if I have a favorite love triangle, it's got to be the love triangle that starts with Kate, Jack, and Sawyer on Lost. Which transforms into an even bigger triangle with more legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
How many legs does an average triangle have?
It's a triangle like on top of two other triangles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the Jack side of the triangle has Juliet mm-hmm. and Ana Lucia mm-hmm. on it. And the Sawyer side also has Juliet and his lady from back home, Cassidy.
Yeah.
But everybody knows. It's Juliet and Sawyer forever.
I love Juliet and Sawyer forever.
They're the only... I mean, it's partially because they were trapped in the past, so they had time to be like normal together.
They had like 3 whole years.
They had 3 years of chillness,
mm-hmm.
but they're so functional, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas Kate's a fucking mess.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, Kate's always a mess.
Right. So she doesn't deserve a romance.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mean that.
You could suggest maybe she needs some self reflection, but.
I mean, her best relationship with a man on that show is with Aaron.
Which one was Aaron?
The baby.
The baby. The baby that's not hers.
That's not hers, but that's like the most healthy male relationship she has on that show. And I don't ship it, but she can be she can take care of the baby while mm-hmm. Claire's.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say I don't ship it, but if they fuck, that's okay.
I don't ship it, but hey, 18 years from now maybe I do.
Okay, but by the time Aaron gets to purgatory.
Who knows?
You could be a grown man.
You think they're having sexual relationships in purgatory?
No, in heaven.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's happy in heaven.
Everyone's happy in heaven.
Colin, do you have one?
I do.
Are you scared to share
you
it?
Seem
no,
embarrassed.
No. Mine is like very straightforward.
Are you gonna show us a picture of it?
No, I have to. It's Ruby Rod. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, with whom? Everyone?
Everyone. Just everyone. He should be fucking every single person. And
I think that's implied.
He probably does.
He probably does.
No, he's so good. Mine's Dawson's Creek. That's the one I like grew up with and always meant a lot to me.
And Dawson meant a lot to you. You really rooted for Dawson.
No.
You're such a Dawson guy. I'm
Pacey,
so shocked.
Pacey, come on.
With you. You are the most obvious Pacey person I've ever seen.
Obvious Pacey person,
What's
TK
an
obvious 17.
Pacey person?
Hashtag obvious Pacey.
Come on. Yeah, if you're watching this or listening to this, you know Colin is a Pacey person.
I mean,
it's not a bad thing.
I was
like
gonna
Pacey
say
people.
Thank you.
I prefer Pacey people.
Yeah, Well, Dawson is an obnoxious, horrifying person.
He was, like, very entitled and bossy.
Yeah.
And selfish. And his sweaters never fit him right.
Right. And Pacey was just more capable.
Like, well, and, like, real.
Yeah.
And, honestly, when they grew up, Dawson got some flim-flam entertainment job, and Pacey was a chef?
I think so,
or
yeah.
owned restaurants or something?
Yeah, something
he
like that.
He did something classy with restaurants.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, my attention did dwindle towards the end of that show.
Oh, well, in the last episode, you never saw the finale? You
oh,
saw the finale.
No. Of course, okay, I've seen it all. I've seen it all.
They jump forward, and you get to find what they all did as grown-ups.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Somehow just all linked right to things that happened in the past.
Yeah. It's like they're all still in touch, except for Jen, of course. But
well, they go to her grave.
Are you sure them growing up wasn't their purgatory?
Whoa. Well, then one of them died in it.
Well, no, I don't buy that. Honestly, Pacey and Joey did seem legitimately happy.
I wish they had gone together. I wish they hadn't spent that 5 years apart. Mm. I wish he had met her in Paris. But it also was important she went to Paris. So I guess that's another thing.
Yeah.
You gotta go to Paris.
Gotta.
Guys, do we need to take a question from Twitter?
I think we should. Do we have a good one?
We have some questions from Twitter.
If you would like your Twitter questions answered by us on this show, you can tweet at ShippleDips, that's Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips.
Okay, we've got at Joseph Gayhart asks.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. At ShippleDips, how long should a TV show play the will they, won't they game? Forever.
No.
Forever. No. Once they get together, I'm fucking
disagree.
Bored.
Disagree.
Snooze.
I got an argument.
Go.
Ben and Leslie.
Oh, that's a healthy relationship. I like that one. Okay, so if you have a counterpoint, Pam and Jim.
But that's, the show has suffered. It wasn't, you can't point to that as the problem.
I would also argue that Ben and Leslie isn't will they, won't they, so much as like will they / will they be allowed to. You know what I mean?
Like I guess that's true. Will they, won't they is a little different. Yeah.
Well, okay. If the won't they is because of incompatibility, sure, they shouldn't get together. If the won't they is because of like external factors, yeah, let's transcend the external factors and see where the story is beyond that.
I like the angst. I like the want.
But you want angst for 5 seasons?
Do it to me.
Ugh.
Do it to me.
Like, what?
Just let it fizzle out for a while. Let each of them date another person and then have them each remember. God. Oh, my God. I like them. Oh, but now they're in a relationship.
Oh, that's my nightmare. I'm not interested. Get together. Maybe you find out you're not compatible. That's my favorite, I think. Is a will they, won't they, where they hook up and then they're like, oh,
this kind of sucks.
This wasn't the right thing. Okay, bygones.
A great example of that just popped in my head is Wesley and Cordelia.
Oh, that was hilarious. So that was great.
On
so
Angel.
Good. Yes. On, Buffy.
No, on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay. Yeah.
They share 2 terrible kisses.
Well, because it's so all good. Percolating for a while. Partially because she's 18.
Yeah.
And yeah.
He's a man. But it's like,
he's not much of a man at this point.
He's not much of a man, but he's an adult.
Yes, that's true.
She is in high school.
Yeah.
And then it's like percolating and he's all befuddled around her. And she's like, ooh, it's a non-Xander. And then they kiss and it's horrible. And then they try again and it's horrible still.
And then they just say goodbye.
And then they go on to be on another show together later.
So the question is, how long is too long?
Or how just long how long should it happen?
3 years.
What's a Creative Podcast Network?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.